The chiefs of Pharaoh's nation said, "He indeed is a skilled sorcerer who intends to drive you out from your land." Pharaoh asked, "So what do you propose?" They said, "Put him and his brother off for a while, and send the collectors to all the cities and summon every skillful sorcerer to you." The sorcerers came to Pharaoh and said, "We must certainly have some suitable reward if we prevail." "Yes," he answered, "not only reward, but more. You shall certainly become my favorite friends." Then they asked Musa, "Will you cast, or should we be the first ones to cast?" Musa said, "You cast." So when they cast, they bewitched the eyes of the people and terrified them by a display of a mighty sorcery. We inspired Musa to cast his staff. No sooner did he cast his staff than it became a serpent and began to swallow up the creation of their sorcery. Thus, the truth prevailed and all that they did collapsed. Pharaoh and his people were defeated and put to humiliation, and the sorcerers, since they were professionals and knew that it was not sorcery, fell down in prostration. They said, "We believe in the Rabb of the worlds, the Rabb of Musa and Harun." Pharaoh said, "How do you dare to believe in him without my permission? In fact, this was a plot which you all had planned to drive the people out of their city, but soon you will know its consequences. I will have your hands and your feet cut off on opposite sides, and then crucify you all." They answered, "We will surely return to our Rabb. Look at your verdict. You want to take revenge simply because we believed in the signs of our Rabb when they came before us. Our Rabb, please give us patience and cause us to die as Muslims."